Yoga, good morning. Deepthi asked me to say a few words. I don't know what she, anyway. I think I just want to introduce His Holiness Dikong Kadu, Chetsang Rinpoche. He is one of the most senior Tibetan Lama in Tibetan Buddhism. I think he will say a few words about it. There is four main schools of Buddhism. The Nyingma, which was the old one from the 7th, 8th century, which was brought by Guru Padmasambhava from India. And there is one Gelugpa, Dharma belongs to the Gelugpa school. And there is one Kagyupa, which was brought also, all their root teachers, all their teachers have come from India, like the great yogi Tilopa. And the last one is the Sakya. So His Holiness is the head of the Kagyu. They have two, three subsects. So he is the head of that. And as such, he has many, many monasteries in Tibet, as well in Ladakh. And his main headquarters now is in Uttarakhand, near Dehradun. He has rebuilt not only a monastery, but a fabulous library. Very huge, it's called Tsongtseng Library, because Tsongtseng Gompo was one of the great kings of Tibet in the 7th century. And that library, he has brought all sorts of books, like the old library of Nalanda in the past. He brought books not only about Buddhism, but also the pre-Buddhist religion, the Burn. And he has studied in depth, not only the Buddhism, but also the archaeology, which Buddhism was introduced in the 7th century in Tibet, but the earlier there was a Burn, which is a local religious tradition. He has studied this also, and he has studied archaeology also, which was there before, and also in Ladakh. Now he is giving a lot of those who were yesterday in Tibetan Pavilion. He explained the work he's doing in Ladakh. He has many monasteries, but he is trying to do also social work and help the local population to survive. It's very difficult to survive because of the climate change, because people want to go to the big city to lay off Delhi, and people have tendency to leave the villages. So he has done a lot of work, and one of these work was to create this artificial glacier, because with this you can have water. Without water you cannot survive. So, and with water you can also do agriculture. So that's short introduction for His Holiness Dikong Chetsang Rinpoche. So
I mentioned to His Holiness already that some of you have seen the little video about the ice sculptures, and also that some of you had asked some questions about what the tradition is of the Tulku, of how there is an organized system of rebirth, and that some of you had asked this question, and I requested His Holiness to please explain what this is. And also a little bit about his life that would be very interesting for you all. So, please.
So, good morning. So, I'm very happy to be here, everybody. And my sister also has been there several times. Often say, you must visit here. Today, especially come to hear this art. So, it's very beautiful, your artwork. And I like it. I don't know art, but I like it very much. Nature, symbol, and I saw this as very nice, just symbol, some iron, but like it, very nice. So art of living is very important in our life, especially civilization is like, so I come for here, come for everybody to study, to what you're doing, mainly for that. So, well, you can, that can give some questions, whatever you want. But I think I have to say, so my this lineage is in about 800 years, more than 800 years. We have Ladakh, has 600 years old, Temple Nepal also, 800 years. I worked my lineage almost 40 years seriously. So we had Tibet, Autonomous Region, and Qinghai, Yunnan, Sichuan. We also the monasteries, temples, total about more than 150. And we also centers that in 87, we have also from South America, Chile, Peru, the United States, first of course we have more than 30 centers there. And we also have some Russia, Estonia, Latvia, Germany, in Taiwan, and the Asia's other country, more than 100. So now, second generation, I start main education center. I'm mainly working in the education center. I just, after 3 years, escaped from Tibet, 75, and then my parents, whole family studying, father studying in a university in the United States. So I went there, 3 years together, lived there together. Then my boss followed Ladakh, they asked to come to Ladakh. And I did 3 years with Lama Yuru and 30 years. So until now I work for this. Now mainly education center in Dehradun. We have 300 people there. Monastery, nunnery, most of the students come from Ladakh, Nepal, Arunachal, some Himalaya regions. Many Tibetans, they're very less, now they go west, many of them. Europe and the United States, New York, everywhere. So now second generation taking administration, so I'm a little bit free. So now I'm this year coming in, I'm turned into the 70 years old. So then next 10 years, I can do more 10 years before the 80. So I decided that to work what I do for social work. Then we carry on my other works. Then I'm mainly working in social works. I'm working with the American Mountain Institution. Also we do more go green, go organic, these things. Then the spiritual things now, I think, I like to say a little bit here, we have not, I'm often saying, now it's 21st century, so because of the technology, because everybody's traveling with each very close, each know each other, so we need the Tibetan Buddhism, also need a lot of reform there. The text also, earlier we only Indian the religions, also they have some view, different view, but not include other religions. Now we need to also learn the Christian religions, we need to Muslims, India also now the 9 different major religions, just few weeks ago, one month ago, the Islamic style, I must trust in Delhi, they have a major 9 religious conference in New Delhi there. So His Holiness Dalai Lama talking about all religions together. It's not only that religious, now he's talking about the beyond of religions. So work together, love, compassion, do some contribution to the world. So this is the he's saying. Now we, so the many Asia, especially Asia, I think they're still there. Mind is certain history is some territories, some so acting like this is this territory. Actually, this territory is no more, border is no more already. so I'm saying in many in Tibetan regions and other also Asia, so we need to jump out of this war territory. We have to merge with other religions together, work in contribution, whatever need for this peace, harmony, and this world. So therefore I'm doing another project, that's Sharavasti, which is early history of India, one of the biggest, the first the city, the Sharavasti, and also they have a building on all the different religions together, praying place. My first plan is 5 years. First, we calling the near the Buddhism, we together praying. And this year, next year, coming next year, November the 5th, After 5 days, we are getting together praying, studying. So I'm inviting from Theravada tradition from India, that is from Nagpur, then also from Sikkim, Nepal, Bhutan, also the Himalaya regions, Sikkim, Lahul Spiti, Ladakh, we together, we need to do some prayer. So traditionally, you can see many with the dream monastery prayer, only monks, not in many lay people. Now this I'm saying, many we lay people, a little bit educated, we together to pray. so my ideas we have, during this time, we together, you know, to chant, pray, and also each tradition, they bring their own teacher, all language, they teach basic teachings. Then also we can do some scholars. I ask him each different from them bring 4 monks, 4 nuns, including their teachers, some teacher, lay people teachers, some professors. The rest of them, some lay people, and we come together. And we're planning the morning session, the basic in the next 5 years. The other 5 years, we have different other religious people. So my first plan is 10 years. So first 10 years, 5 years with other religions, that's the, so next year with that, and then 2016 we bring in Sri Lanka and Thailand also. So we also worked with some of Taiwanese, some monks, Haido Fashi, he also very active in Thailand and Myanmar, helping the Taiwan, China, so he will also, we work together, smoking these things, pray. So next year maybe we 1,500 people gathering in Shadavasti, 5 days. Morning we all chant the Pali, even Tibetan or Chinese or English, all we translate, pronounce in the Pali, to pray, morning session. The second session, then we will do each tradition, they teach them their own language, they teach basic Buddhism teaching. And then afternoon, after lunch, then we're going to make a chant Tripitaka of the Buddha. They have Chinese, the Chinese read, and English, English read. English also, the Buddha text, the Bali Society in England, they already in the 1960s, they translate already. And then now also they translate all the Tripitakas, and they translate in the from Tibet, in earlier this Bali Society translated from Bali language to the English. They have 60 volumes. Now these days, the Kathmandu based, all the Tibetan that translated there with this Tripitaka, which is Buddha's teaching. So translated into the English, they're doing already 50%, they're already translating. All over the world, who can translate, they can. They join the test, they do get a translating program. So they can chant these things. And then the evening, we have culture shows. We also bring very rare culture, like some of Bhutan. You know, only one person, otherwise this kind of dance will be finished. So this also will be reviving, and we should show this. Also Ladakh, also some of you in Nepal, also a few these people bring in the evening with this culture show, then we archive, we put in the Sonsala, the archive. So this is, I'm doing these things, and then next 5 years, and then the next 5 years, with other religions, we together, then we discussion, then what, find something 21st time, how do we serve good for the world. So this is my one of my things. And then another now a social work that is now there are one problem in Tibet, Ladakh. I think also some part of Europe. Last time I was in Hungary, so one temple we inaugurated. So I'm talking about another now this modern society, many young people. They go to Of course, they have to school, go to study, then go to everybody, go to city. After go to city, Tibet also, many nomads in our study, they go to other the university, and then they'll go to begging nomads. Now, I know in Nepal, one of the last village there, those most people, young people, who has money, those people sent to the Canada or Western country. Then a little bit after that, the best school in India, and then the best school and something like this. The people, village people also, who has money, who has something, things, they go to Kathmandu and buy property and business. And then the village is very poor people left there. And then a lot of economics, actually, man's source of income earlier traditionally, sustainable income, that is farming, and this normal things, the shrinking everywhere. So I'm saying, and many young people, of course you have to go study. Then after you get vacation time, you must go to help your village. You don't leave your parents alone, you know. You have to go back to your parents and help them, your village, to improve their living standard. So what I did in last time, I just showed the people. And like Ladakh, in the one Changdang border, one remote area. So I see they have working, farming, you know, they're never thinking something new way, the old way. You, fall time, you send things, you plantation, the fall time is have these things, and just they're never thinking. Never thinking the better income, better the seed, you know. But same you working, but you can change some good seed and some more income, better quality, the food also. That is important. So I know that is India, they have best potatoes, Himalayas, this in Manali. This Manali, Marikalayatu. Kelong area, and a little bit farther north. So they have I know that Indian potato research center is similar. So they have one or two families especially selling the potatoes. They have best potatoes there. So I have bought one truck to the Ladakh and given to that village. So you plant these things. And the fault, actually you have good fertilizer that can get one bag of sect. You can fall time 10 times. You can 10 bags you get. So I said, I give you one, so this village. And then then dispute the family, you know. One big I give you, the fourth time you give me two bags. Okay, then these two bags are taking to another next village to again do these things. So the change, you know, it's symbol to change the same working, but potatoes, better test, better, bigger, and more income, you know. Something like this you can improve. So that is, I think, last time I in Hungary, so talking about the young people, and you know, go to villages, swinging from this, and this mayor of that also. This also, we have this also same problem there. So that is, I think, many young people. You learn the education, you learn things, knowledge, everything. Then you take your time, vacation time, you improve your village. To bring up the, you know, this is very important, I think, especially the bigger developing country. We need to be important. I try to, Ladakh, why is the one go green, go organic, that is one is the environment we need it. You know, you all know, I don't have to explain, you know. but one is important, we make more in the village people, they have make more better income. So we try to find some traditional planting, instead we're planting some medicine plants, some other organic farms can make more income. And also I have to find many, recently I found they're doing some Bhutan, east part of Bhutan, in the Bhutan, they plant some medicines, that some buckwheat, but they could not find the good market. So we tried to help them a good market, they can make money, We also, Ladakh, they try to make the cheese, goat cheese. We also make these things, then sell them more income. They're also now mounting institutions, they're helping in the Sherpa, the east of Bhutan, and they're making one cheese, yak cheese. They're making one like a bone, the dog chewing bone, then export to the United States. They sell for $5-6 per piece. So this can help for them. Then they can encourage the income, you know, not going for any city and other. So this kind of gives us very good step of development. This is really the sustainable project, generation to generation. But this, the big other outside job is not the level. They will always change, you know. They will lose a job or anything happens there. But that's very important for we now working with the Maldives institution, mainly for the sustainable project. And that is what I'm doing there, I think. So, I think you give some question, there will be just discussion. I think this better. That's what I'm doing now.
Thank you, Chief.
Yeah.
Maybe it would be interesting to explain to them how Ladakh was before the tourism and before the army.
Before army, yeah?
Army and tourism. Mm. Because before the Ladakh was totally sustainable. Mm. Huh?
Yes.
They had the sharing economy, they had the sharing water, they built with. And because of the tourism, and the army, lots of things.
Yes.
Well,
yes, they have now, they get a lot of money.
Yes.
The tourists come nowadays, especially last time I went there. Before, I think, 20 years, I do hardly see this past Chandangla. Hardly see the cars. So last year I went, every 5 minutes, they have 3-4 the jeeps, they're passing. So, then I asked how much you make money. They from Leh and that is the, how many hours? I mean, 5 hours? 5 hours? For 5 hours, they can make, isn't it? One taxi making one? 8,000. 8,000 rupees. So the one time taxi, 8,000 rupees, they make money. So they, everybody go there. Everybody go there, then they... one is a very big problem, that is too much tourists, too many army, they have, everybody can go their work, they have so many work. And then labor is very... labor charges, it's difficult to find labor. Almost nobody, we leave their parents, everybody has the car, I think. Everybody has car. But the farming working also hire other people, Lebanese and some other people. The one time they started, they have one bigger family, he has quite a big land. It's, I think, 15 years ago. And he has quite a big land, and he planted, then he could not find the labor. Then he hired from Srinagar, Muslim, to harvest it. After harvest, he counted. Then they have to pay the salary, you know. Then he could not pay this. He lost income. Then he says, I do not have money. Whatever you harvest things, you take it. So then the next year, he just left out, you know. They cannot. So, especially now, Indian government, they have, I think, the food, they have food story. Maybe 1 rice kilo, maybe 2-3 rupees, something. If you're planting the crop in the own farm, you sell market, you cannot make money. Maybe it's worth 46 rupees kg, but you can make 2 rupees, 3 rupees, you can get five, who will buy? But unless only you own eating, you can plant, but there's no any, from the farmer, there's no any income to buy them. Therefore, we now change to make, try to make some medicines, medicine plants, and some of them now making, like this Pyang Monastery, this winter. After that, now we're planting new things. Earlier, everything is planting the springtimes. Now we're planting the fall times. after all the leaves drop out, they immediately planting the trees. They're freezing, but they grow. So now this fall time, Phayang Gompa also plant one yellow color willow 1000 on the field. The planting the weed, there's no income. But planting with the tree, they sell is more expensive. So we're planting these things, trees, and some orchard. Now then we are important about sibatong. Maybe you some of you know. Sibatong is very, very economic. Very. Now this we are targeting planting. Sibatong, you know the omega. Omega tree, usually omega is in the fish, right? There's no any other plants. But this sibatong have omega. Omega, they have omega 3, 6, 7, 8, something, 4 or 5 of them. So now this is the making Bombay, one like a pill, looks like fish oil, but a little bit smaller, round like egg. And there's one is 82 rupees, one piece. So one bottle is something 4,000 or 5,000 rupees. Now selling, many tourists they buy these things. So now this is Sea Batong Le area, and this, they already 10 years, they already booked it. Yeah. So now this Sea Batong has the, it's the project 200 different projects. So this time I am trying to collect the sibatong, the major several of them. And I heard the East Germany and last year, the 10 years back, the bigger one in the dream. So I'm going to Germany also. I try to get the seed and plant some pear. This ice scuba, yeah, they were planting the, some of nursery, especially for the different type of the sibatong, and which best one that they introduce. Actually, sibatongs naturally they grow on Ladakh, so just have water, some of them, certain areas. So this is easy to do.
Okay, Puche, you made us think why you spoke, you call the artificial glass, as stupa.
Yeah.
Why you call that stupa?
Oh, this is he called Sunam Onju. Sunam, engineer Sunam. He built one. Like, then this size looks like stupa, you know. Then he called this stupa.
It's in the tradition.
Yeah, there's also local maybe people more attention. There also they now he put it in the top of that preflex to around, you know, preflex everywhere.
Yeah,
no?
Yeah.
Then this is Shato. Also the project for the sun. So this will be into now the this project. Last year he did this only two stories. Now this we making is the he says can make 100 meter. But I said this first time I think we make 100 feet, not 1 meter. Maybe sun is falling down, you know. So so we plan this and then we January, the Tibet New Year, 15, usually there are a lot of prayers they do, so we inaugurate, and the village people, all bring village people, and then making the prayer flags, the incense burning, some celebration we do. And last time this project we joined, project launch at the Jammu University Environment, International Environment Summit. Conference there, we launched there with the Jammu governor. So maybe governor says if he has time, he also like to come with the own market. Yeah, very good.
Since you want to ask something,
yes,
about
tourism. Yeah, I was going to mention Did the culture kind of fade in Ladakh because of the tourism and Yani, or?
Culture.
Yeah, like, is it like fading slowly, or?
No, culture is, I think, because the, what kind of, maybe just different cultures show dance, this is flourishing. Because they have a special festival, cultural festival, tourist market, and then they have many drama, the cultural. I mean, some villages they have professional, the sort of the team professional they made dancing for among these things, and I think last 20 years. So different their culture show, they are also very good. They have some team, there's traditionally everything, dresses, some marriage ceremony, some any function, they also they go professionally. They also they pay some money. So this is a dance, this is growing. But other traditions sort of lifestyles, a lot of changing, yes, a lot of changing. So. Everywhere is same with the children.
I'm interested to know which argument you use to convince young people to help poor villagers.
Argument what?
I am interested to know which argument you use to young people to convince them to help poor villagers. You don't get my point.
Yes. Say again.
You said.
How do you persuade young people?
How do I say?
How can you tell them to work for the villagers?
Yes.
What do you say?
To convince them not to go to Leh or Srinagar or Delhi.
No. I'm just saying today here, I'm saying like this. we need important. Sustainable project. We insisted many years, we live in farming, animal farming, this is the main source. We have to protect on our source, our ground, on our hand, not in relate to other things. Other things not sustainable. They will change anything. But you have stand on your feet, your own source, your own hand, protecting. This is very important. You have to think not temporarily, you have to think generations. That's mainly I'm saying, you know. Then I'm saying what bad shape, what the villages look like, people like this. Now they're suffering. You use love, compassion. You have to know. The Buddha also saying you have to care of your family, you have to your parents. Why do you do that? You know, they have love, compassion. You also, not only in the mouth, you have to practice. You all the action. So on this kind of.
So you're using Buddhist also values,
yeah,
Buddhist now, teachings to convince them.
Yeah, traditionally we do more in the, you know, the prayer, a lot of these things, basis. His Holy Dalai also mentioned we have to, you know, the many Christians, we have to learn there and more in practical things. So now Buddhicitta, not convention Buddhicitta, but we have action Buddhicitta. We have six parameter saying, not only the six parameter practice in the society.
You have to explain parameter.
You're giving things, you know, giving things, effort things, meditating things. So those things help other people, things we have to do in the society practice, not only praying. This also we need change all the community to make the Buddhism. Now they start changing a lot, yeah, every day changing. So we, how the 21st century, they're changing, how they we serve, how they benefit more efficiently, how they effectively, that we have to do.
Dipti mentioned about the Tulku tradition, how did it come into being in Tibet, that very special tradition which is not existing anywhere else. So if you would, simple words.
Tradition in Tibet, isn't the reincarnation not the start beginning of Tibetan Buddhism? Tibetan Buddhism started is 600 Padi, when the Tesson is 20 years old, then he some first monastery in front of the Bila, strong Bila. Then he called his wife, queens, and other small kings and ministers to swear, from now we have to leave the born religion, like in shamanism, you know, leave it. We must have to all swear and then put in Bila, you know. Since then it started, at that time no any reincarnations. The reincarnation started in the first Kamapa. The started time, and that is, I think, 12th century, they started here. Yeah. So that time, first time Kamapa said, before he died, well, I will born in this such as family, I born this family, I born his living letter. Then he took letter to find, and then, like this. Then his father, Dalai Lama, usually they find, they have special leg, the wigs, then have to pray, and the legs they're showing different the leg, they're seeing the vision, different visions. According to that, then they're doing these things. And then a lot of testament, they belongs to previous things, testament, you know, giving away the things, and then they have many disciples like this. So one time his holiness the son of Western, they asked question, so are you the reincarnation of Aulo Bhishma? And he says, it's not important, I mean the Aulo Bhishma reincarnation. The important to you, what you act, what you do, Aulo Bhishma. He said.
Did you remember your past reincarnation?
Huh?
Did you remember your past reincarnation?
No, I don't remember. So my is this said my one minister he wrote they said something they find the two team go to South Tibet, North Tibet, something finally found some 310-year bomb, fire drop here, and then they asked many Lama and some great teachers, and they finally there's something. Body, speech, mind, and then activities, something for activities. So selected, and finally there's something selected in that Dalai Lama is young, is his region, and then there's some other than Ananda selected, something like this. So I don't know.
You can have many reincarnations?
Huh?
You can have many reincarnations?
I think so. If this reincarnation, then can be thousands. Because of the manifestation, you know?
Many different.
Yeah.
If
you have one person, one, then everybody is, you die, you are born. Everybody has incarnation, you know?
You know, one person, one Lama, one individual.
Yes.
Can have.
Yeah, because of manifestation.
Can say the Buddha.
Yes, manifestation, there's unlimited, you know? The Buddha also manifesting the many, many things everywhere they can.
So there's one main incarnation of.
If, no. Tradition, they're saying body, speech, mind, activity, all, they can be. But I think from the view of manifestation, from the spiritual part of manifestation, this is unlimited. If limited, it's not manifestation, right? If only one person have only one, and then is everybody have to use all, they have to go, you know, you die, you die, born, that's just ordinary, everybody. This is not manifestation. Right.
Because Hindu believe in Atma.
Yeah.
And that Atma comes again and again.
Yeah.
That is the difference between Buddhism, Hinduism, that concept of Atma. Mm.
Well, it's all religions, they have many, they have many, many different, even within the Gelugpa tradition, Devon, Saravan, totally different for us. They're not accepted. But ultimate true level, then is it? Self, only one. Ultimate true is only one, right? There's no true. If they have true, there's no true, ultimate true. Yes?
Do you have like any advice or anything to say about like how not to be afraid of death? Or how like to accept it?
Mm-hmm. That the effort that you know the impermanent things. So we have to born, you must die, right? Even the old trees, everything, the samyajya, don't just growing again to be like this, like this old similar animal also like, right? So you have to born, you must die. That's definitely. Secondly, also impermanent, what do we collect many things, and we have to spend. That's the nature, no? What we build everything and we have to fall down. What we all gather together here and we are separation. This is impermanent. This is all this nature of this world, right? So you have to rid of the afraid, then you have to think of more of these things. More get to use more deeper. Deeper in more as impermanent. So this is, you think more, and many Western countries, they don't like to think more dead things, you know? They like happy more and don't like things, but of course not always you need happy things, but you have to understand your life, you must be. You also need to be certain, you need some prepare also. This is first, this will be first in permanence, everything. And permanence is, I think, very important. Not in the question of religions, you know, or any kind of religions, there you first in permanence. School, maybe you want to do some exam, you cannot pass. Maybe you think you cannot pass, could be. Yeah, you can drop it now. You can drop your job, you have a good job, you can drop. If you don't understand it better and impermanent, then suddenly you have very much set. You often you need to think your best, some worst part you also need to think the life. Otherwise you cannot challenge, you cannot face. Then you have problems, some of suicide, a lot of people. In his school, they also have kind of passed the suicide. So it's happening, you know? But you have to, life is something like this. Tibetan, they also found saying, your whole life have three times and very high, three times low. They found saying, that's definitely this, you know? You have to prepare these things. You should not think always something, you know? Then suddenly you face time problem, then you cannot. First, then you can get the problem. So you need to prepare, and I think you also need to learn more stronger. This is very important. You need now. I heard you also did some hard traveling and climbing, you know. I think this is very, very need to. Life is you don't know. Very young people, life is you don't know. I also don't know. How we come to Tibet, how we come to the United States, how we never expected these things. But it's happening, yes, you know, sometimes. So so you have to prepare everything. You need to make stronger and everything you prepare, then it will be your life more better. Maybe.
I forgot to mention something very that you will they will appreciate that His Holiness, because he was coming from very aristocratic family. His grandfather was the greatest man in Tibet, was the commander-in-chief of the army, was a prime minister. So he couldn't leave Tibet because Chinese kept him for a few years there. And he studied in Tibet, he studied Chinese, and he became a great footballer. He was one of the best footballers in Tibet. And I remember I was reading that Tibet Robin, yeah. It was only information got. In 75 they said, one very, very senior lama, very highest lama of Tibet has come, he's a great footballer. I remember that small article. So, does it help to to develop these other...
Yes, this I think is one family gift. My brother also, younger brother also, Kalungu, one of the best football player.
Was genetic?
Yes, my genie, my brother, is always golf. And other, my sisters also, they are Sanjay School, Darjeeling. And they are also number one, running, and number two, all the pictures. So. So you do here also a lot of support. Sport,
yes. Yes, we did the Lisa.
In your personal experience, what would be a good way to solve conflict for community?
Community. There's a lot of, His Holiness Dalai says you have to mount a lot of dialogue. Find some solution. We have problem, we love this. Problems coming, we're gathering together. Even one family gathering, arguing. You know, they're separate, then they're missing. That's their life. If we gather in turn, they're always nursing the problem. The problem we have this life, we have to solve the problem. You know, but there's not a important, not some harsh word. Never use the harsh word. You know? You can reason, giving the reason to talk, not in some harsh words. Sometimes your argue come, anger come, and some harsh word come. So this is the break their heart, you know. So hard word, you have to avoid, but you talk, you can talk whatever you want, you can reason me, whatever, you know. So that is important.
Yes, but did you imagine here in Romoville we have 40, how many nationalities? 44 nationalities, 44 countries.
44, yeah.
55. 40, 35. You imagine all this ego coming together, how many conflicts we have, and we have to pass by?
Yeah. That's nature. So you are, now it's a world also. Become a sin, you know,
yes.
Very, very fast. Now I sing in very young people's clothing is the same, music is the same, food is the same. I visited Singapore and now they sing in more and salad and Western food, some time, yeah, so they have a lot of. The food also west, if the biggest restaurant they have west, every international food there. International, more. So you are the first time international to gather here.
Yes.
So you are leading the world.
Yes. Yes, but I will, to finish what I said,
yeah.
In fact, the global, what we call the globalization,
yeah.
In most of the people and some country and give the demonstration lose their roots or the specificity of their culture. What I feel is very important to all this culture, to all this culture, can we translate?
Culture. It's French pronunciation.
Has to be is an end for each to be, has to be shared,
right,
and not destroyed. And sometimes when I look at the world, where is the picture?
Yes,
where
is the sense also, of the picture? Yeah, there's a problem there. Recently, Singapore, one man, he brought some of the wedding family from China, yesterday. Actually, there's Singapore, the Chinese community, the culture is different. There are a lot of problems, and then he is between the, he's doing these things. So he said, there's a big problem with the culture coming from mainland, in Singapore, with the Chinese community, and they cannot. So it's really, yeah, it takes some time. You know.
Sure.
There's a question there.
Why can't the Dalai Lama be a woman?
Dalai Lama. Well, reincarnation women, they have Tibet, they have one. You know something about Japan? Mm-hmm. Right?
A woman. She's still in Tibet.
Yeah, Tibet is now living in women, yes, reincarnation. Women. But it's less, you know, less than men. It's similar in many details. You know, you won't less than.
Is it because they're afraid the society might not accept?
Yeah, I think this is something society also doing, traditional societies, you know. Mm-hmm. But something does have a more there, like the hierarchy, Tibet, something does have a stay there. Then also another analogy, Shuksa Jizun. Shuksa Jizun, another.
Sakya
Jizun. I think this is not reincarnation, but Sakya, the higher heritage. But they have another, yes, Jizun, Shuksa
Jizun.
I think this is the. Oh, yes, yes, yes. This was discovered by reincarnation. Another young, he's very active, yes, following international outstanding teaching, yes.
Abu Nguchin.
Not the main intention, doesn't really know, but his daughter.
But there are very few.
Few, yes.
Compared to the yes. In Tibet, we have 4,000 or so. Reincarnated them, Tulku, no?
Yeah.
Only a few women.
But the willingness is not again to the next Dalai Lama would be a woman. It's not again.
Who?
The willingness.
Yeah.
He said, why not? One woman Dalai Lama.
Dalai Lama. Yes, it's up to Dalai Lama.
Huh?
Okay, I think.
Thank you so much.
See you, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hope you have good study and successful life. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.